and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. If you are new around here, subscribe, drop this video a like, and get involved in the comment section down below. So this is our match preview for Leeds United v Aston Villa. Feels like it's been forever since we did one of these. We've tried to do a little bit of international content England-wise, and there's, you know, it's not great creating that content either. So that tied us over a little bit, sort of set us up ready for when we're going to be covering the World Cup in November. But some of you might not know, if you've not been watching the international ones, we got through to the Football Content Awards final. We still need your votes at this stage. It is a 50-50 vote between you guys at home that can vote, and then we're going to be judged by experts. So it's a 50-50 your part and then 50 on the experts, and then hopefully we can get through the seven others that are in the final with us. So it's down to you to make half of that thing happen for us to bring that trophy back to B6. So I'm going to share the screen with you now to show you how you can vote at home. So footballcontentawards.com. You're going to be going on Learn How to Vote. It's exactly how you did it last time, to be fair. Go down to the voting page. Best new content creator. There'll be a drop-down bar. Just click Up the Villa podcast. Agree to the terms and vote. That is how you do it. Just as easy as that. And it'll mean the world to me and everybody that contributes on this channel if we can win the award. So Villa fans, get voting and help make it happen for us. Welcome the Leeds United fans, because every single time we do a match reaction, a match preview, a predicted lineup, you come in your numbers. So welcome to the show. Halfway through, I'll sort of give you a bit of a breakdown on what I expect from Leeds United. So you can comment away whether you feel like we're getting it, we're getting you spot on or not. But what I would say is, for the match reaction last time, you didn't turn up. So I think that was that 3 or 4 nil drubbing at Elland Road. So you all kept very quiet for that one. So
the internet was down in Yorkshire, wasn't it, that night, apparently.
Welcome if you are watching, the Leeds fans. So Hannah, how are you feeling? You know, we've got to touch on it as well. We've got a couple of injuries now. We've got Luca Dean looking like he'll still be out, which it doesn't look like it's going to be for a long period of time. They reckon 2 to 3 weeks. Matty Cash, again, I reckon that's probably about another 2 to 3 weeks. And the big one, Boubacar Kamara, out for around 2 months. So virtually our early summer signings on in and around the squad at the minute. We've still got Dendonka and Bednarak. Hannah, what are your thoughts going into this one?
I think, bearing in mind we've got quite a few injury problems and we always seem to struggle after an international break, I think we have got to be a bit cautious going into this game. I'm not too worried about the Matty Cash position, because we've had our Ashley Young slipping quite nicely there for the last few weeks. But we've got a bit of a slight unknown in our backup left back, haven't we? Old Ludwig. So we'll see how he fares. But again, not too concerned. That might come back to bite me on the bottom, but not too concerned about that. Obviously, the midfield is the enigma of Aston Villa, and not having Boubacar Kamara, who's settled in really well this season, is a blow. But as Bruce would say, we've got to dust ourselves off and go again. So I think going into this game, I think both sides have had slightly varied seasons so far and varied ends to last season. Obviously, Jesse Marsh has come in and I think has settled the ship and has done a decent job, to be fair. I think they've won 2, drawn 2, lost 2 so far. So very much a mixed bag. So we can't underestimate Leeds at all. But if you look at our last 5 fixtures against them, we've not done too badly. Luke, you mentioned the trip to Elland Road at the end of last season was a really quite an enjoyable watch for Villa fans. We had a few lovely goals and it was an enjoyable experience, but it's not always like that against Leeds, and they are a very tough team to play against. They were against under Bielsa, and they still are now. Their work rate and everything, you know, it makes them a tough side to play. So I'm quietly confident, which is dangerous. I think we've sort of picked ourselves back up after a very poor showing at the start of the season. A couple of decent performances now, and I think confidence should be high in the camp. A couple of international appearances for some of our regulars, hopefully, has maintained that confidence, and we take that into the weekend after a few weeks of not playing. So it's a bit of a funny one after a break. You never quite know what Villa side are going to come out, but I think we can be quietly confident and just hopefully pick back up from where we left off with some of those positives.
Ryan, are you slightly worried about the Kamara injury?
Yes, very much so. You know, he hit the ground running, didn't he? Everything that we was crying out for 18 months, and he just come into the team, and it was seamless, wasn't it? It was seamless, and he's been our top performer for the majority of this season. So that, you know, if there's one player you don't want to lose, it was Boubacar Kamara. You know, he's only young. The World Cup was on the horizon. He was pushing for that French squad. He got back in, hadn't he, because of the injuries. So, real big blow. Real big blow. And then we go and lose Luka Dean after. It was like, oh, we're just getting tormented, weren't we? And he's a big part of how we play on that left-hand side as well. He offers that attacking width going forward. So, be interesting to see how he's set up. Now we've sort of lost Cash and Digby. So, you know, we'll see how the predicted lineup show goes next episode, and see how we're going to approach
well,
that game.
I'll tell you what, though, Ryan. I mean, the predicted lineup one, it might do us a favour that half of them are going to be missing. So
yeah,
we can't narrow that down a bit
because there ain't that many to pick.
Yeah, we're threadbare, so yeah, we might actually nail one this time.
Definitely. If anyone's wondering where Justin is, he's ditched us to go and watch Hensford Town as well. So that's where Justin is. So let's have a little look then. Let's have a look at Leeds United, and then we'll get on to a little bit more Villa topic after this as well then. So their form started really well this season. Now they beat Wolves, drew to Southampton, had a really strong performance at home against Chelsea. And then the form has started to dip a little bit. They lost to Brighton, drew with Everton, and then they lost to Brentford, which we're going to get on in a second. They're sitting 11th with sort of like a game in hand. They've had two games postponed. They had the United game, and then they had Forest postponed as well. Might be wrong, but I think it was those two, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, Forest and United. And so let's have a look at some of their strengths then. Creating long shot opportunities, coming back from losing positions. Their weaknesses are avoiding individual errors, stopping the opponent from creating chances, defending against through balls, defending against skillful players. Their style is to attack down the left, short passes, play with width, consistent first 11, and then play the offside trap. Now, their last game was the 5-2 loss against Brentford, where their whole defence had an absolute mare. Diego Llorente and Robin Koch were just absolutely awful. Both of them made mistakes. They looked absolutely all over the show. And their average positions during this game is part of what the problem was there. Their press is so high that they leave themselves isolated and vulnerable at the back. Sometimes it looks like it's a 4-2-4. And the amount of players that they leave up in that game, they were leaving four players across the halfway line, which just left the defence so isolated. And that's where the errors happened. During this game, Mbeumo and Ivan Toney on their own absolutely destroyed Leeds United. It was sort of like a two-man attack on their four at the back that was just causing absolute chaos, because there was no formation, and it was happening time and time again in this game. Leeds, as we saw from the Who Scored stats, attacked predominantly down the left-hand side. And as you can see in this game, a screenshot from the game against Brentford. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 players across the halfway line. The press has been beat, which, in my opinion, for Villa to get anything from this game, it's got to be Operation Beat the Press and Operation Set Some Traps. Because I feel like if you can set traps and beat that press, then you're on to a winner against Leeds United. Beat that press, and the space will be open for key players like Coutinho, Leon Bailey. Again, some more slides carved open. It was like a 2v2 at times, a 3v3. It was happening time and time again. Space overloads on the right and on the left-hand side. And this one, this slide here, you'd think that that's the Brentford back line, but it's actually the Leeds back line, and the Brentford players are attacking. So again, beat that press, isolate the defence, and we'll get a lot of joy. Individual errors. It was just errors galore. Again, Leeds had just scored and then they conceded from the kickoff. But in my opinion, the lack of leader at the back, and it looks like they might make a defensive change with Cooper coming in, because that back line, it can be got at, and it's just errors galore. I'd be looking in this game for Ollie Watkins to be running on the shoulder. Coutinho, we already know that Leeds United are suspect to through balls. So, in my opinion, if Coutinho can get on the ball, Watkins on your bike, running in behind. And I feel like, you know, if we can sort of set some traps and allow Bailey to be free and allow Coutinho to pick the right pockets, then I feel like we can really hurt this Leeds United side. Again, you know, it's a 3v3. The press has been beat. And they honestly had an absolute mare against Brentford. So I imagine Leeds will be better than this, but I think that's some of the key points which I feel like we can really get at. I think Anderson's a great player. I've been really impressed with him this season for Leeds. But yeah, I think if we can keep it tight, I feel like we can really get something from this game. Ryan, what are your thoughts after my little mini breakdown?
Yeah, they had a shocker. They had a shocker, didn't they? But I remember watching the highlights of that game, and Leeds could have had 5 or 6 themselves, but defensively, they was all over the place. And that suits us to the ground, doesn't it? Like you were saying there, Bailey, Watkins. We've seen it at Brighton last season, wasn't it, where Watkins was breaking that trap and Brighton was playing the high line. So I kind of like Jesse Marsh. I think he'd done a good job when he come in. And they had quite a decent start to the season, considering they've lost like Phillips, Rafinha, Dan James to a certain extent. So they've lost some of their spine there. And they started off all right. Is it a bit of a case where they're like Villa, the similarities, you know, that he's putting the system in place and they're trying to run before they can walk or even jog?
Like he's tried to evolve it a little bit already, hasn't he?
Yeah, too quickly, a bit like Gerrard did. And you know, you get caught out and you lose your shape. And looking at them average positions there, that middle's clustered, the fullbacks are sky high. And we've seen that before, haven't we? We've seen that. So I do agree with you. I think if we can maintain the tightness, which I think maybe losing our 2 attacking fullbacks will help, because you know we've got more defensive minded fullbacks, and that will add to that structure. And you know, this is where our talented forward line has really got to shine. You know, we're not filled with great confidence ourselves. You know, it has been a long break since we last lost. You know, we're still riding on that Man City draw and the Southampton win, but before that we were very poor. So we've got to just continue now, be solid, go to Leeds full of confidence and look to get some points, because it really, really is shaping up to be such an important month. I know you banged on about it from the start, Luke, October, and looking at the games, Leeds, Forest away. Then I think we've got the London trio, haven't we? Chelsea, Brentford, Fulham, Newcastle away. So these are huge, huge games and away games where Leeds and Forest, we got a look at picking up points. Now, we had a fantastic result there last season, 3-0. You know, so that will stand us in good stead. We're full of confidence. And I always thought Leeds was a place where we don't get nothing, but we do, man. We do. We've only lost 1 in our last 10 away games at Leeds. And, you know, even when we had the likes of Lansbury in our team. He was popping up with bangers there, wasn't he? So hopefully going there, we can be full of confidence and look to come away with 3 points, really, with 3 points. But obviously Leeds have had a long time to dwell on that 5-2 result, haven't they? I think it's coming up to like 29 days or something by the time kickoff comes. So that's a long wait. That is a long wait for their fans as well. So they're going to be sort of reset and buzzing for it. And I think they've got Bamford back, who, you know, he's a torment, isn't he, to us. And a couple of other ones. I think you mentioned Cooper was coming back as well. So it's a tricky encounter, but one I'm hopeful we can get something from.
And Hannah, where do you feel like Villa are at now then? Because, you know, we've had that Man City draw, which was an amazing result. I don't care what anyone says. There ain't going to be many teams that get anything against Man City. So for us to get that point, it was really important. The Southampton game was a bit iffy, not the best attacking wise, but the most important thing was to get 3 points. Now, going into October, like Ryan said, what I've been saying since the start, it's so many games now, and you can't be in bad form in October, in my opinion, because you're going to be in trouble. So where do you feel like we're at? Are we in a good place, or are you worried still?
I think we're very much on the edge of going either way. I think we're a loss away from complete and utter meltdown again. And we're a win away from feeling like we can go on a good run. I think the minute you throw in an international break and games postponed, it really does sort of put a bit of a dampener on the mood, because you're not able to build up that momentum that ideally we're really craving. So we've lost that to an extent, but I think a result this weekend does put us in good stead for the month. I think, as you've both touched on, these fixtures are so important. Like, ideally, you need to be getting 3 points against the likes of Leeds, Forest, etc. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but if we are to sort of make up for lost time with the poor start of the season, we've got to get the ball rolling. You know, we've got a World Cup coming. It's getting to that kind of territory where if we keep dropping points now, it will be the new year and we'll be in a pretty shocking place. I think this game is about building on what the last two have been. So the City was a good performance. It was a confidence builder. Southampton was the clean sheet and the home win. And then now we have to build on that with a solid away performance, hopefully another clean sheet and the 3 points. And it's just those little building blocks, because that kind of feels like where we're at the minute is just making those small steps to get towards ultimately a more fluid, attacking, entertaining football team, which we've sort of had to take several steps back from. So like I say, we are very much petering on the edge of meltdown if something goes wrong, as always in this fan base. But I think with these past couple of performances, we should be looking at it as a positive. We can't be looking negatively now. Going into this weekend, thinking we can win, we can put in a good performance. And then from there, it should be full steam ahead for October. We're probably not going to win every game. Let's not be unrealistic. But it does mean that not just for the club, you know, the players, the manager, the fans, everyone kind of looks at the month with a little bit less dread and a bit more optimism. So I think we're very much sort of walking a tightrope at the minute, but hopefully leaning towards success rather than failure.
Definitely. Right. And another positive, Aston Villa sit third in the YSL. I mean, the first game was absolutely phenomenal to beat Man City. It was a really entertaining game. Rachel Daly smashed it, didn't she? That goal she scored, sort of like coming back on herself and whipping it round, was really, really good. And I've been watching Villa in the YSL since we got promoted. And, you know, we've been okay, but we've not been anything sort of being able to beat the top teams. But it really feels like this season that we've recruited well. We've got a goal scorer and there's some more belief. We've got a brilliant manager and I'm expecting us this season to have the best season we've ever had because we've started really well and we just look a better team. It was a more of a different game against Leicester. It was a little bit more of a like a dogged game, weren't it? It was sort of like it was tight. It was, you know, it wasn't the prettiest, but you know, we done well to ground that one out. And two wins out of two. I think we've got the Conte Cup coming up next against Manchester United, which will be another good test because they're absolutely smashing it as well at the minute. They've got that Rousseau up front for England, so that'll be a good one. But Ryan, what have you made of it so far? You've been watching it?
Yeah. I've had a keen eye on it. Obviously, we follow it on the website. And yeah, like you say, I think the signings this season has made a completely different outlook in attack. Obviously, Rachel Daly, she's classy, isn't she? But the signing of Daly as well as...
she's classy.
Yeah, as well as Hansen as well. It's just really just give us some cutting edge in the final third. And that's what they were lacking last season. Really struggled for goals last season. Winning the first two, never won two games in a row in this competition. So, you know, you're already making history. The fans are fully on board. There's a lot of interest in it. So it's really good. It's really good for the whole game, for the whole league. And just for Aston Villa as well. You know, the game, there's a lot of attention on it. So for Villa to be in the mix and, you know, present in that league is a real good thing for the club. Since the owners come in, the women's team has sort of followed the men's in, you know, their promotion. They went the whole season unbeaten to get promoted. They stayed up on like the last day in their first season back in the WSL. Last season, you know, mid-table-ish, we were sort of putting the foundations in for this season. And this season, we do look like a solid outfit that can, you know, that can really have a go at the league this season. You know, it is hard to break into that top five or six at the minute, but, you know, we're looking good shape and, you know, if we can stay injury free and keep the confidence going and the belief in the squad, then, yeah, good. Good. It's good. It's also good to see a lot of the games being played at, the club games, at the club grounds. So it's good to see at Villa Park because, you know, a lot of the games we play at Bescot and a lot of teams were following suit. There were some like unreal attendances in the league. I think it was like 54,000 or something like that at Arsenal. So that's an unreal attendance, really, isn't it, for a game? So yeah, good. It's good. It's good. Yeah. It's good for football.
Have you been enjoying it, Hannah?
I have. I think it's so good for the game, like Ryan's saying. But just if you're a Villa fan, you know, we support all our teams, whether it's the youth, the men's or the women's, you know, we're all here for it and we lap up a win. It was the weekend that we won, that we beat Southampton. Obviously, the Villa women beat Manchester City at Villa Park, first time we've ever beat them. And then the youth team on as well. And when you've got all sort of engines firing at your club, it's brilliant. And I think the key thing is that we're competitive this year. I think for the first couple of seasons, it was just settling down and really trying to like bed ourselves into the WSL. And now bringing in some key, I think, you know, that some of the key signings there are going to be massive for us. You know, you're signing England internationals, you're doing something right. So to start pushing on and mixing amongst the best, because there's no doubt that there's a massive disparity in that league between the top and the bottom. Those at the bottom of the WSL are miles off those at the top, which, you know, is kind of similar to the men's game. But it, for the last couple of years, it kind of felt years away that we'd be able to start, you know, beating some of these top teams. So to have this good start, it's positive. Again, we just want this positive mood around the club. We don't want negativity. So the women are doing us proud at the minute. And I think it will continue. I think there's a great mood around the team at the minute, and having, you know, how many was it? 7,000 at Villa Park the other week, almost. I think it's brilliant, and it gives a lot of, you know, kids and families a gateway into the club as well, which is really positive.
Definitely. And then we'll just quickly end on Gerrard then. What I would say is after the Southampton game, when Gerrard was speaking to Sky, I really sensed a different vibe and a different tone in his voice, the way he was speaking, the way he was speaking about the club. I think, Ryan, you mentioned it early when you mentioned about sort of like going too quickly, and he stripped it back slightly and were a little bit more difficult to beat, a little bit more organised, a little bit more compact. So this break hopefully has really done Gerrard the world of good to get his philosophy across a little bit more, for Critchley to get involved and get his philosophy, because we know he wasn't in Australia. So it's probably been a little bit of learning for him about the squad, about the players as well. So I'm really looking forward now to a sort of, I'm going to say, no excuses now. I don't want no excuses. I want us to be the best version of us we can be now. I don't want to have to come on here after the match now and be like, this was shit. Look at the positions. I'm expecting prime Villa turning up now, because our season at the end of the day is going to be ruined if we carry on the way we were doing before that Man City game. We can't keep going back to that. So I want to see every week now a positive and a good performance, and we are building and we're building momentum and building some consistency, because like Hannah said, you know, what we don't want is to still be living on the edge here and sort of going like, if we lose, we're in complete meltdown. Then against Forest, we'll have some half decent, and then we're all right. And then we'll have another man. I want to see us sort of like just believing in ourselves and like just achieving what we should be achieving, and forget about all these shit performances. So and all these little excuses that keep coming out. So I'm just expecting a good Villa to turn up. So Ryan, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah. What was the key word in pre-season that we kept saying? Consistency. Yeah, and that is what we just want to see. I'll be honest, start of the season, the camp didn't feel right, did it? The players, the mood, the vibe, it just did not feel right. And I feel like it's turned. And like you say, Gerrard, his approach seems to have changed as well for the better. For the better, it seems like everybody's on board, whether they've had a good heart-to-heart and let it all out and reset. You know, there was comments from Gerrard that they did try and accelerate the tactic too quickly. Obviously, Critchley's coming in. He wants to make an impact. Like you say, he missed Australia. So, you know, he wants to come in, get his ideas across straight away. And we know that Gerrard relies heavily on his coaching now. You know, Gerrard is the front man. You know, he's the motivator. He's the one setting the standards. But then he does rely on his coaches to coach the team and get those ideas across and get those tactics across. And I guess he probably let Critchley go ahead and try and make us more expansive too quickly. So it's good that they've noticed it and they've dealt with it and hopefully learnt from it. So hopefully now the two of them can bang heads together and you know, plan this next route, because this is a huge month, isn't it? It's a huge month for Gerrard's managerial career. It's a huge month for his reputation. And, you know, Villa, you know, did Villa really want this type of manager where he's learning on the job? I don't know, but we have. He is sort of learning on the job. He's a young, up-and-coming manager. And I feel like, you know, if he can just get that consistency and keep the fans on board, keep us entertained, and, you know, you don't want to see them performances where we're all over the place. If we are giving it a good go and we do lose to the better team, then so be it. At least we're organised and we can see the build going on. So if you can cement that this month, then no doubt the whole of the Villa will get behind you. So it's all about us all just coming together now. Let's just settle down. Let's get some good results behind us, and hopefully we can crack on to the World Cup and, you know, be in a good position by the time the break does come.
Yeah, do you want to add anything, Hannah, before we go?
No, I think you've both covered it off pretty well. We just don't want to be in that position with a couple of poor performances or a couple of losses and people are calling for Gerrard to go again. I think he'll be very aware that his neck is on the line at the minute, even though we've had 4 points out of the last two games. The pressure is still very much on. And I think that's, you know, when we're talking about sort of being in the on a tightrope at the minute, Gerrard is the one that's going to either rescue us or push us off the edge. So pressure's on, but, you know, as long as he's the manager for the time being, we're there, we're back in the team. So all hopes that Sunday's result performance can give him a little bit of another booster and the fans can stay on side.
Cool. Right, let's have our score predictions then. Hannah, what are you going for?
I'd love a clean sheet again, but I think Leeds almost always score. So I'm going to go with a 3-1 Aston Villa.
Is that Justin there?
Am I Justin in disguise? Yeah. That's the question.
Ryan?
You know what's making me slightly nervous is that Italian striker they've got. Is it Gnuccio? Gnuccio? No, he hasn't played yet, but he played against England, didn't he? And he played against Hungary for Italy. He's got 6 caps for Italy. He's only 18. And I was thinking, oh, that's just a prime player to score against the Villa. So I'm backing him to score, but I'm also backing Villa to score 2. So I'm going to go 2-1.
Cool. And then I'm going to go... What do I think? I'm going to go Leeds 1, Villa 3. I feel like we're going to get goals. I really do. And I'll tell you why in the predicted lineup. So be sure to check that one out. Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you've got this far, make sure you do vote for us in the Football Content Awards. footballcontentawards.com. Your vote will make a massive, massive difference. It's great to be talking about Aston Villa again. It's going to be a busy, busy month for the channel in October. I think there's 1 week where there's sort of like 3 games in the space of 2 weeks. So there'll be plenty, plenty of content. So it's all going to be crammed in. So cheers for supporting. Subscribe and up the Villa.
Up the Villa.